you know how that Joseph was sold into Egypt. His brothers meant it evil for him. God turned it around and gave him Pharaoh dreams, and Joseph interpreted them. He said there's going to be 7 years of plenty, and then there's going to be 7 years of famine. And so Joseph warned Pharaoh of this, and Pharaoh was so impressed with Joseph that he made him ruler, overseer of all the land. So under Joseph's instruction, he built silos all through Egypt. And during them 7 years of plenty, he put food in there and stocked it up. Amen. So that when the famine came, Egypt was the center attraction of all the countries around. Amen. Because there was corn. There was food. Is that not what brought Jacob and his brothers down? Amen. I heard that there was bread in Egypt. There was corn in Egypt. And so what I'm going to read to you tonight is just when the Jacob and them already came. And 47th chapter in verse 13, there's a verse I want to pick out of here and use it in just a little different light. But there's something I want you to see tonight. The Bible in verse 13 said, "And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine." Does that sound like the hour we live in? Folks are fainting. The Bible said the last day there'd be a famine, not of bread, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And the Bible said here that men began to faint because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed, oh look at this, when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die?" Here's my text tonight, and I feel like the Lord wants me to say it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But it says, "For why should we die in thy presence? For why should we die in thy presence?" Huh? Come on now. That's what I want to preach to you tonight. You might can see it said, "For why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth." And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail." And they brought their cattle to Joseph. Joseph gave them bread in exchange. And you see what happened. Amen. They brought what they had. Amen. But what I want to bear in on tonight for just a few minutes, amen, is those words, "Why should we die in thy presence?" Do you know what they were saying to Joseph? They were saying, "Joseph, you've got what it takes to keep us alive." Huh? And that's what I'm going to ask us tonight. Amen. When here we are, praise God, and we believe in the presence of God, don't we? Come on now, church. Amen. And I think the first thing we need to realize, amen, is we don't have to die in his presence. Joseph was a type of Jesus Christ. He was not Jesus Christ, but he was a foreshadow of the Son of God. Joseph was an excellent man. Never anywhere that I can find in there where he found a sin. He was just a good, clean man. And when he was tempted, amen, he did not sin. The Bible said, of course, we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, except this one man, amen, the Bible said, Jesus Christ, amen, there was no sin found in him. Amen. And when I look at the Son of God, I can look at Joseph here, Sister Marilyn, and I can see where through the inspiration of God, he provided. Amen. And silos full of corn. And he sold corn to them till they ran out of money. And then God prospered him on. But we come to the Son of God tonight, and really, we'll have to say our money has failed. Praise God. Because we can in no way redeem ourselves. Amen. But he asked Joseph, why should we die in thy presence? Amen. When you've got your coffers full of corn. Amen. And here we are, Egyptians. Amen. I want to ask you this question tonight. Why should you die in the presence of the Lord? Amen. We come in church sometime, and I appreciate these brethren singing and pushing. Amen. Because it wasn't really there when they got started. But when they got started, they got to pushing, and we got to feeling the power of God. Amen. You remember Brother Mike Blue preaching, amen, about the corn and having corn silks and corn shucks all over the front here, and how that Joseph had the key to the crib. How many remembers that message he preached? Amen. I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ has the key, amen, to the crib tonight. But still, it seems like many are dying right in his presence. Amen. But we don't have to. He came to give us life, Brother Dallas, and give us life more abundantly. Amen. Folks let on like they've got to sin a little every day. They got to be defeated and wore down. Amen. But brother, we don't have to die in his presence. I wish you'd help me preach all the time, Brother Mike. Amen. Reading Jesus, I never read anywhere in the New Testament that anybody died in his presence. He raised the widow's son from death. He raised Lazarus. Mary and Martha said, if you'd only been here, our brother would not have died. And I tell you, if we can get in the presence of the Lord, amen, we don't have to die. Amen. He said, you believe what I say? He that believeth my word shall never die. Hey, I may lay this old carcass down, amen, but in the presence of the Lord is pleasures evermore. Amen. Why do we come to church and die out spiritually? In the presence of God. Amen. I love that. I wish I could preach this. Maybe some good preacher will hear about it and get to preaching on it. But they ask him the question, why should we die in thy presence? Woo! Glory be to God. Sister Marilyn, I've been praying for you. Amen. And I felt like I just turned this message to you tonight. Amen. Well, sometime in the middle of this message. Amen. And say, why, amen, should we die in his presence? Amen. The Bible said, where two or three are gathered together, amen, there I am in the midst of them. Who's in the midst? Amen. The life giver's in the midst. Amen. John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but he that followeth after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Why should we sit around here and die when we're in his presence and he's the fire baptizer? Hey, I feel like preaching to you tonight. Amen. They came to Jesus and they said, the multitude is hungry. It's growing late. Won't you send them away? Because our money fails. We have not enough to pay for the bread of all these people. And Jesus said, they need not go away. I don't know what your need is tonight. I don't know what the need of our people is altogether. I know that the Welch family is in dire straits of sickness. I know the Deal family is facing the trials of their life. I know that Brother Buddy has been in the hospital, maybe still there. If he didn't go home today, did he go home today? That's great. I know that you're a burden for your loved ones. I know, Sister Marilyn, you're battling the demons of sickness. Hey, I'll tell you what we need. Jesus said you need not go away. Amen. Some of you are confused and bewildered. Hey, amen. But I want to tell you this. When we gather with two or three in his name, he's in the midst. And we don't have to leave, amen, with sickness in our body. We don't have to leave lost without God. We don't have to leave discouraged. We don't have to leave
grave with the storm raging high? Why do we die in his presence when he is the life giver? Hey, the fire baptizer. Amen. He's the answer of prayer tonight.
Oh, I wish y'all help me preach a little bit. Praise God. Amen. I like what them Egyptians said to Joseph, and it worked, didn't it? Why should we die in thy presence? He asked the Israelites the question one time. Why will you die before your time? Praise God, Brother Arthur. Amen. You're just a miracle just to be here. Amen. And I'll tell you, whatever comes your way, I want to tell you, if you can get in the presence of the Lord. Amen. If you can get in the presence of the Lord. That's what we need tonight. I got the feeling God in this place. Amen, Brother Eddie, singing. And a lot of times, you know, when it's tough and tired, if God don't help you, we'll just set the guitar down and go on and get our breath. I know how it is. I've been there. Amen. But once in a while, God will give us that extra unction. And we'll get that feeling. Amen. Why do we have to leave hungry? Why do we have to die before our time? Is not Jesus here? Is he not the stirrer of men's hearts? Did our hearts not burn within us? Here we've all gathered together. We pulled us up a chair, and we're warming by the fire of the Son of God. Why, amen, would we die in the presence of an almighty God? Amen, that can do anything.
Sometimes, amen, let me read that to you one more time. For why should we die in thy presence? Huh? Our money has failed. The bread is gone. You're in the presence of Joseph, the man that has the key to the crib. And they're asking the question, why? Amen. Why should our young folks, amen, go from the pew, amen, to hell? Why should they? Amen. When they're right in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. Are you here with me tonight? Y'all helping me preach a little bit tonight? Boy, I'd like to stir up some faith, amen, in Jesus Christ. Those men did not die in the presence of Joseph. Amen. You see how unloving that would have been, amen, for him to have the keys to the coffer and let them die right there. The Bible said, amen, if a father knows how to give good gifts to his children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father, you listen to me, amen, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Amen. Can we have revival? Amen. Why should our church die out, Brother Danny Horton, when we're right in the presence of an almighty God that can raise the dead at a sound, at one name he could call and raise every dead body in this universe? Hey, amen. He that is the reviver of men's souls. Amen. And we're in his presence. Do you understand? Amen. We need not die when we're in the presence of the Lord.
Few minutes more. Amen. Four leprous men were sitting outside the wall. And I want you to look at the predicament they was in, Brother Dallas. They were outside the wall. Inside Samaria, they were selling, amen, donkey's heads for so much apiece. They were eating waste of animals. They were killing their own children. The Bible said, soddening them in a pot. You ate your child today, mine tomorrow. Isn't that horrible? But these three leprous men was not even in on that. They had been cast outside the city. And they sat there one day and they began to ask the question, why should we sit here till we die? Why should we sit here? And so they got some ambition about them. Oh, I wish I could preach tonight. Help me, brothers. Push me just a little farther. Amen. I don't have a whole lot to preach with here tonight. Amen. But they said, why are we going to sit here till we die? I don't know why. Amen. I heard the story about the man that just had enough money to buy a ticket, Brother Charlie, on aboard this ship going across the water. He was going, leaving Europe and coming back to America. He only scratched up enough money to buy a ticket and a place to sleep on the way across. Amen. He didn't have money for food. Amen. And he's just about starved to death. Amen. Trying to get home. And when he got home, and folks began to ask him why he never came to the diner and ate, he said, "I didn't have any money." And they said, "But sir, you bought a ticket, didn't you?" And he said, "That's all the money I had." He said, "Every meal was in the price of that ticket. Amen. You could have ate the whole journey, and you didn't do it." Amen. I want to ask you tonight, you bought a ticket, didn't you? Amen. Didn't you get saved? Amen. Then you can have what the Lord has for you. Hey, come on now. Amen. Why would we die? Brother Mike, I've seen us leave here a few times, and people leave out of here in worse shape than when they come. And I say, why? Amen. Now, come on, help me preach a little more. Why do we die? Why do we come and sit and get bitter and hard and hateful when we're right in the presence of God? There's no excuse for it. Praise God. Why will we die in thy presence? Do you know we're in the presence of God? Do you feel His presence? Woo! Woo! There's times that He manifests Himself more than others. But if you believe the Bible, you believe we come here, we're coming into His presence. Amen. And in His presence are pleasures evermore, joys. Amen. Everything we need. These four leprous men said, "Why sit we here and die?" So they got up and they began to approach the Syrian camp. God got in the arrangements. What was that you singing, Brother Eddie? Somehow He'll provide. Somewhere or other the Lord will provide. Boy, I got to feeling like preaching this when he got singing that. Some way or another, the Lord will provide. Amen. I'll tell you, when times have got tough on us, amen, and when tragedies come, Sister Marilyn, and crises come, I'll tell you where I've learned that I like to go. Amen. I'll tell you, I like to get somewhere by myself and get on my knees and get in the presence of God, because I know if I can get in His presence, I don't have to die. Woo-hoo! Amen. I feel like that old boy that was lame, and the four men carried him in, and Jesus was on the inside of the house, and that's where the action was. And they knew if they could get him in the presence of the Lord, this man did not have to die. And so they got him up on the rooftop. Brother Charlie, amen, they said, "Hey, Charlie, can I buy a crowbar?" Amen. Anybody ever buy tools off of you? Well, they buy tools off of you and pried the roof up. Amen. What are you doing? I'm tearing up this man's roof. Amen. We got a man here where he was sick of the palsy. Amen. If we can get him in the presence of the Lord, he don't have to die. You know why they knew that? They never seen one case die yet. When they got in the presence of the Lord, they'd seen some dead when they got there and walked away. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost wanting me to preach this to you. Why, amen, would we die in the presence of God? Woo! They let him down and he healed him. He said, "Take up thy bed." He said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Praise God. Why would you go to hell? Amen. When you got the door to heaven right here tonight. Huh? Why would you lose out with God? Amen. When you got the shepherd of shepherds here tonight. We're in His presence. We need not die. Amen. Jesus provided for us. Amen. Jesus, I said, provided for us. Amen. Joseph was a good type of Christ, but he is not Christ. This Christ, amen, is God Himself. Amen. Come on now. He is the Son of God. He is God. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. He can supply your needs according to... Hey, are you listening?
listen to me preach. Amen. Some of you young couples, amen, the waves are tossing you to and there. Amen. Some of you young folks are searching for the future that God would have. Amen. And you're wondering if there's any hope at all. And I look at our lost world and I preach chapel today. There's some lost young teenagers. Amen. It looks like they're going to die. But oh, if we can get them in the presence of God, they need not have to die. Amen. If we raise Jesus up as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, one look and they can live in the presence of God.
Stand with me tonight. Stand with me here. I'm through preaching tonight. I want us to come around this altar. Amen. Is there anything impossible with God? If we can get an audience with Him tonight, if we can get in His presence, oh, y'all going to help me preach this out here? If we can get in His presence, you say, how can we do that? The Bible said the veil was rent in twain from top to bottom to give us access, for we can come boldly into the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find help in time of trouble. Are you here tonight needing help? You need not die in His presence. Amen. That's what I'm preaching to you tonight. I hope you've got my little sermonette. We need not die in His presence. Amen. Sister Dina came up the other night for prayer. I don't know how much she's been around this type of church. I don't know what her background is. But she sure did seem like she knew what it was about when the power of God fell on her. If you're here tonight and you're thinking, I can't make it. Oh, you can. You're in the presence, amen, of the God that can provide. I'd say Abraham, when he went up there on the mountain with Isaac and he had him bound to the altar and he pulled out the dagger, amen, getting ready to kill his only son, and a ram was in the thicket, and the Lord said, don't kill him, for I have provided myself a sacrifice. And they called his name Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord doth provide. And I want to tell you tonight, amen, He's in our presence. We are in His presence, and He is the provider, and we need not die in the presence of the Lord.
You want to sing for me, Brother Eddie? Won't y'all come and pray? Come on. And let's pray a good season of prayer. Come on. Don't pray back there if you just can't help it. Come on up here to the altar. Amen. Let's just pray. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Find you a good place, settle in good and comfortable, and begin to pray. Brother Eddie's going to sing it to you. Amen. Some way or another, God's going to provide for you when we get in His presence.
I've got a good experience. I know my heart is clean. Give up all for Jesus, and my soul is all aflame. Walking with the Savior and the Holy Ghost abides.
Come on now.
In some way or other, the Lord will provide. It was Lot and his old uncle.
Come on, let's pray a while.
They had to part. When Abraham did leave him, it almost broke his heart. You take the plains well watered, just give me the old hillside. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. Elijah by the brookside, whom the Lord had kept in view. His enemies had sought
come
him
on, come
two
on.
Long years or more.
Come on.
They were fed by the
ravens. Why do we die in His presence?
Satisfied. And in some way or other, the Lord will provide. I sometimes get so homesick, I wish my work was done. Then I wish that Jesus from the glory land would come. I'm waiting for His coming to carry away His bride. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. I've got a good experience. I know my heart is clean. I've given up all for Jesus, and my soul is all aflame. I'm walking with my Savior, and the Holy Ghost abides. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. I said, in some way or other, the Lord will provide. It was Lot and his old uncle who one day had to part. When Abraham had to leave him, it almost broke his heart. You take the plain well water, just give me the old hillside, and some way or other the Lord will provide. He said, in some way or other the Lord will provide. Elijah by the brookside, whom the Lord had kept in view, his enemies had sought him 2 long years or more. He was fed by the ravens, his hunger satisfied. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. I sometimes get so homesick, I wish my work was done. Then I wish that Jesus from the glory land would come. I'm waiting for His coming to carry away His bride. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. I sometimes get so homesick, I wish my work was done. And I wish that Jesus from the glory land would come. I'm waiting for His coming to carry away His bride. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. Elijah by the brookside, whom the Lord had kept in view, his enemies had sought him for 2 long years or more. He was fed by the ravens, his hunger satisfied. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. I've got a good experience, I know my heart is clean. Give up all for Jesus, and my soul is all aflame. I'm walking with my Savior, and the Holy Ghost abides. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. In some way or other, the Lord will provide. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. I know Jesus never fails. Jesus never, never, never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never, never, never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus, He never, 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 never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. I believe that Jesus never, never, never fails. I know Jesus never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Oh, Jesus never fails. I know Jesus never, never, never fails. You might as as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Oh, Jesus, he never fails. I'm glad Jesus never failed. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. I said Jesus never fails. I know that Jesus never, he's never failed. Yes, you might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. I know that Jesus, he never fails. Not one time, Jesus never, he's never failed me yet. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. I'm glad Jesus never, oh, he never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. I'm glad that Jesus never, he never fails. I'm glad my Jesus, he never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. I know this much, my Jesus never fails. I'm glad my Jesus never, he never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail. Me and my Jesus never fail. I'm glad that Jesus never fails. I know that Jesus never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan.
For you cannot prevail,
because Jesus never fails. I know that Jesus never fails. Because Jesus never fails. And oh, Jesus, he's never failed
me. No, Jesus,
never failed. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Well, I'm glad Jesus never
fails.
I know that Jesus never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Oh, Jesus
never,
he never fails. I'm glad
Jesus never,
no, he never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. season, you cannot prevail, because Jesus never
Anybody sick tonight? Does anybody need prayer tonight? I can come forward for prayer. Anybody?
Jesus never, never, never fails. I'm glad
Jesus never, never, never fails.
You know, I like for us to know that when we come in these little old meetings like this, I want you to know, no matter what your need is, you can get your need met at the house of God. That's right. It don't matter what your problem is. If Jesus is in the house, then there's every miracle you can think of in the house. So there's no need to die in His presence. For He has everything you need. Is that right? Let's lift our hands and praise Him for it right now. We're jumping either, because Jesus is Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all it takes is faith, amen, in Him. Amen. Is that right? We want to pray much for our people, our church family that is in trouble, facing the winds of storm and trials. Amen. Many of them are too. Some of you. We want to bind together. Got to. We've got to. That's all there is to it. We've got to bind together and pray until the clouds roll away. That's right. Amen. God bless you for coming. We want to remember all our sick. Remember Sister Stale. It's up there sick and needs the Lord to help her. Brother Buddy has been shut in for long time. Sister Viney down here has been in for a while. Sister Virgie is still in that rehabilitation hospital, not making any progress that I can understand. And just on and on and on and on. We need to be praying for them. Diana's granny is sick and really needs the Lord to help her. Just lots of things. But we need to pray. We don't need to just be concerned without praying. We need to pray. Be moved with compassion. Anybody else have a word tonight? Oh, we got a word. I got a word here tonight. Anybody got a testimony? Go ahead, Brother Dan. Mercy of the Lord. It is a mercy. That's right. No, I don't. It is a mercy of the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Dow. Yeah, isn't that precious? Little children coming. That's right. Kingdom of God. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Sure. They're going to grow up. That's right. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's the way it ought to be. That's right. Anywhere you go, that's the way it is. I am, Brother Dallas. I am. I really am. I appreciate it. Yes, we do. Yes, yes. Die in His presence. We can live. That's right.
That's right. It can happen real quick. That's right. It can happen overnight. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Go ahead. That's right. That's right. You know, we sing about the waves of grain in America, and God has blessed America. But it wouldn't take but one short season to put the world in famine. You hear me? That's right. One short season. And I want my anchor in Jesus Christ, don't you? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
All right, before we leave,
we want to honor our secretary tonight. Yeah. It's Secretary's Day. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
Amen. Come up here, Sister Lois. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Speaking of secretaries, I don't think we got an offering tonight, do we? What about that? Amen. We got a little gift for her tonight. And I'll tell you what I think we ought to do. I think we ought to just take an offering and give it to her. Well, that would be brand new, wouldn't it? Give the secretary the offering. She handles every one of them. But let's just let her take this one home with her. What do you think? Amen. What we'll do is set the offering plate here. And I just think we'll do it like this tonight. I want y'all just to march around here, shake her hand, drop something in a gift in her plate. Maybe she can take Brother Mac to the steakhouse if you'll give her enough money. Huh? So I want y'all just to march around here and shake her hand. Tell her you appreciate her being a good, honest, hard-working secretary. Amen? All right, let's all stand. Offering plate's sitting here by the pulpit. Just bring it right on up here. And give good. Give it. She's used to counting $1 bills. Let's just see if she can do a little higher up. All right? Give her a good offering because it's not cheap to do anything. Amen. And shake her hand, you sisters. Tell her you love her. Amen. We appreciate it.
Praise God.
Giving to the Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. I am a light that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Back to heaven. I was only aimed at the money, but you gave it anyway. That's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive. That was changed. Thank you for giving.
giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
Helpers and workers.
As I look down this mountain's side, I can see where this road goes. The shepherd is leading me to the place where I can grow. Though it seems to be a trying test, I have no doubt he knows what's best. It might be a place of perfect rest.